Hello and welcome to the Food Engineering Podcast. I'm Sharon Spielman, Senior Editor of Food Engineering Magazine. And today our guest is Marcos Letta, the founder of Future Farm. Welcome to the podcast, Marcos.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Good. So today we will be talking about how to select and implement the right packaging for an alternative protein product. This also ties into a feature story about alternative protein packaging in our May magazine, where Marcos is one of our sources. So before we delve into the packaging aspect of your product, Marcos, why don't you briefly tell us a little bit about Future Farm and how it got its start?
Cool, thank you. Future Farm is a food tech and lifestyle brand that was born to change the way the world eats. And basically, we create with technology, tasty and more sustainable plant-based meat. So right now we have plant-based chicken, plant-based burger, plant-based meatballs, plant-based minced meat, and also sausage.
Okay. Well, great. And
the packaging. In terms of packaging and our packaging decision, basically the packaging decision came first with a question that was, what technology would we need to use to be able to ship our plant-based meats all over the world, also in a sustainable way? And in addition of that, which packaging would attract attention in the shelf space? So we choose the biodegradable trays to give this experience to the consumer. And here at Future Farm, we also want to give this 360 experience for our consumers. So that's why we choose trays to sell and to put our products to the consumers.
Okay. So the substrate then does matter, but it matters more in sustainability rather than because it's an alternative protein product. Does it have to have a particular quality because it's an alternative protein, or just because the people who are consuming these products and the fact that you guys are being stewards of the earth, that you want something sustainable? And what is that substrate exactly made of?
Okay. Yeah, actually, also the idea of trays of biodegradable and but is from plastic, but trays. It was because we are competing with animal meat and we are sharing the space with animal meat, and the idea to generate more experience and more attention for the consumers was also hack like the system and hack the same codes of the animal meat category. And basically our substrate is, we use plastic, but with a technology that calls Eco One, is an American partnership that we did with them. And basically is made with organic compounds, which when added in the polymer chain of plastic, that transform the packaging in food for the microorganism that the packaging is located.
Okay, great. And when it comes to that substrate, is there anything different that has to happen with the equipment that's used to package your product?
No, the equipment's are the same, but there is some changes when we sell the product in a frozen area versus a refrigerated area.
Okay, so the great. Go ahead. Tell me about that.
Yeah, the main difference in the technology is not in the plastic, but in the process. So for frozen protein, we use biodegradable trays, but with quick frozen technology. So we froze in a very quick way the products, like less than 40 seconds, and we don't need to use any gases. But for refrigerated, for example, we use also biodegradable trays, but with modified atmosphere technology. So we inject inside the tray nitrogen to release oxygen for the packaging to be aseptic.
Okay, that makes sense. So when it comes to the alternative protein packaging market, do you see any trends? Because this is something newer. I mean, we've had alternative proteins on the market for a little bit of time, but it definitely is trending itself just in the product. But do you see any trends as far as the packaging goes for these products?
Yes. For me, Sharon, the major trend is the exercise how to reduce the grammature of the plastic or of other type of raw materials in the tray. But also what we are doing right now here, especially in Brazil, that our factory is located, is try to use other types of raw materials like cassava or manioc. but we have a long journey because it depends on the regulation of each country, how to sell or which type of packaging we can sell plant-based meat.
Right. It sounds like that's probably one of the challenges then. That was going to be my next question. What are the biggest challenges that you have when it comes to selecting the packaging for your products? And then how are these overcome?
Yeah, I think there are two main challenges. The first one is this regulation subject of each country. But for us, the biggest challenge right now was basically to find and always evolve the technology to make the packaging more sustainable and more biodegradable. So our first step was to choose an American partner called, as I said, Equal One. But we are working in the same pace that we work in technology for evolve our products, our plant-based meat. We also work in the packaging subject.
Okay, great. So if you were to give another alternative protein manufacturer some tips on how they should select the packaging for their products, what would be the top three tips you would give them when it comes to selection process? And you can either keep it local or you could look at it globally. What would be your tips for them?
Yeah, I think if they want to build a global brand, that's basically you need to send those type of packagings in containers. The main tip is to analyze and to study a lot about the logistics system first, then the regulation of each countries, and also partner with the right suppliers to not only to sell the actual packaging, but also to work together to develop new types of materials and new types of packaging to be always more sustainable.
Yes, I saw on your website a quote that said, "It's time to stop thrashing the earth like a rock star on a bender does in a hotel room and start cleaning up the mess we've made." And it sounds like you have a product here that both that's being consumed as well as the packaging that you put that product in is definitely trying to to meet that goal and be good stewards of the earth. So is there anything else that you'd like our audience to know when it comes to alternative protein and its packaging?
No, I think we are I think we are good here. I think we
Okay, great. Well, I want to thank you again for joining us, Marcos. And thanks to you, our listeners. If you have any comments or questions or would like to be a guest on the podcast, you can contact me via email at steelmans@bnpmedia.com. Until next time, this is Shion Steelman on the Food Engineering Podcast.